So you have to, you don't become special, you become quite ordinary in that, as that new consciousness arises. This, it doesn't say, look at me, quite ordinary. The need to be special, which is part of the mentally made sense of self, and that's an essential ingredient of it, please let me be special. If I cannot be special and be a great success, at least let me be special in my misery. Please let me be more miserable than other people. Then the need for specialness goes. It's wonderful, you can be quite, you don't need to be anybody in particular. You are the field of now, it's vast, it's alive. You are the spaciousness around phenomena. What you don't, the need to stand out, to make an impression, isn't there. That even to have an, to strengthen your identity through having an opinion and telling somebody, you can still, words of course will still come out of your mouth, but not in a self-seeking mode. The need to be someone, look at me, that's the egoic need. Or it gets inverted. Some egos don't like to be looked at. Don't look at me. But really, they want to be looked at. It's just the reverse. It is so simple. You sit here and you get it. And once you get it, what that really means is that it arises. And you have even a taste of it. You can never go back to the original madness for long. Because even to have a taste of this means, or that means it has emerged. Of course, it can become obscured again temporarily, and then you are back as a little me in the head and with its problems. And you can easily see when you look in the mirror or you look at somebody else, the moment it becomes obscured, a veil goes down in front of your eyes, are like suddenly veiled, and there's a deadness suddenly that comes over people when they're trapped again in mind. What the expression in their eyes is telling them, I don't want to be here. It's a basic ingredient. I want to be somewhere. This isn't it. Let's get somewhere else. Let's get to the future fast. Trapped in thought, trapped in mental noise. Now, mental noise, of course it'll still be there in you. Mental noise has a momentum. It's been there for 500,000 years. It has a certain momentum. So occasionally your mind may still be noisy. And then you see, there's so much noise. Look at all that noise in the head. You're no longer trapped in the noise. Even there, there can be a spaciousness around that. I'm full of mental noise, and that's okay. Even that you can allow. If that's the case at this moment, all right, let there be mental noise. Go on, let there be mental noise. And you'll be amazed how quickly you go beyond it, beyond anything that you allow completely. Oh, I'm so unhappy with my life. Okay, be unhappy. Let me be unhappy. I say okay to my unhappiness, it's fine. I allow myself to be unhappy. I'm unhappy. I say yes to my unhappiness. It's not that bad to be unhappy. See what happens if you do that. I don't mind being unhappy. It's miraculous. The power of surrender, that really what it is, the power of the yes that you bring into the no. The no is still has a momentum, the no to what is predominantly, and it has a momentum. So it will appear and reappear inside you, unless the miracle of radical transformation happens to you here and now as you sit here. That's possible too. In some cases it happens. That once and for all, the no dissolves and never returns. It can happen, it's very rare. Usually you have to suffer dreadfully for that to happen. So you're not suffering perhaps quite enough here. Mostly, the no still has a certain momentum, and you will know the no when it happens. You will be able, because presence is arising, all that is required of you is to see that you are in the no modality, in the no mode of consciousness. In any moment, there's an inner tightening, there's an inner contraction, and there is a monologue or a dialogue in your head that complains about this moment and says, this shouldn't be happening, this, no, I don't want this. Or the no is a more subtle thing, it's disguised as, okay, well, there's something more important that I need to get to, and not, this isn't the moment I'm interested in. I need to get there. I'm not interested in now, I'm interested in then, there. That's very habitual, and that's a disguised no, because it's not an obvious no, it's simply a denial of now, because the future is regarded as more important. Whether it's the next minute, or tonight, or this weekend, or in a few years when I will have made it, it doesn't matter. The future is regarded as more important, and that is a subtle no, a disguised no to what is. I need to get to the future. And again, of course, it's connected with the self-seeking. I need to become somebody in the future, a bigger self. Some presence, you cannot see it, you become the no, as most people still are in this world. They are walking no's. But there's enough presence in you, to recognize the no when it happens. And not to fall into the error of superimposing another no on that no and saying, you see, I shouldn't be in that contraction, I'm doing it again. You see, it's no good, it just doesn't work for me. No, that would be a no on top of the no. When you see a no in whatever form it comes to this moment, you recognize it's a no. And you recognize it's some form of tightening or contraction. And what do you do then? You say, oh, okay, that's how it is. There's the contraction, there's the no again. Let it be. Let the contraction be. and see what happens. So you always, you bring the yes into the no, the yes into the no. That's all you need. It's very simple. Nothing is rejected and denied or complained about. Nothing that is, inside or outside. And then more and more you know who you are beyond that which arises in the now. You're no longer looking for yourself in that which arises, whether it be an event, a thought, an emotion, a sense perception, anything. You know yourself to be the field in which it arises, or the spaciousness around all the content, all the events in your life. You are that. And that's the state of peace, no matter what happens. There's always, because that undercurrent is peace itself. And it's you, it's not, it is the essence of who you are, which is not separate from the essence of your partner, your person next to you, anybody, or any form. And the miracle is, once you know who you are, and you cannot necessarily say anything about it, it's a miracle that I can say so much about it, something that cannot be spoken of.